We have a very special guest joining us right now. He is one of the great sports writers of really the last half century, spending most of his career covering Boston sports, but we're okay with that for a good interview around here. He has a new book out. It's called Scribe. Bob Ryan joins us right now. Bob, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first, tell me about this book. And is this your first real, I was looking online, this is your first real specific, I guess, memoir to your life, right, as a sports writer?
That's correct. This is my 12th book, but this is the first time it's been so personal. This is the career book. I hate to use that word, memoir. I want to save that for the Henry Kissingers of the world. But it is a career book. I did not set out to seek anybody to do this. I like most writers, yes, I thought about it over the years, if there would possibly be a book. And then I convinced myself that it was flattering myself, and that was the end of that. But there was an agent named Andrew Blauner who had faith in me and really was the one who pushed me and encouraged me to do a book. And once I officially retired full-time from the Globe in 2012 after the London Olympics, I put my mind onto the project, and here we are.
Here we are. By the way, one thing that catches my attention in the book, and there are only a few pictures in it, but one is of you talking to Earl Weaver in the dugout. Was that right before a game, or is that during BP?
BP, and I think that was in New York.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was in Yankee Stadium. I'm not positive, but I just seem to remember that I was able to get around and do various features and stuff. But yes, that I love that picture. I told them that was my Ross Grimsley look in those days. I actually had gone the perm route. I can't believe I did that, but I did.
Yeah, that is an interesting hairstyle. Bob Ryan is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. One thing that's interesting about your career is you got to cover everything.
I did get to cover all four sports, and I finally completed the cycle of championships in 2011 when I was able to be there actually in Vancouver when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, because I had not covered a Stanley Cup champion prior to that. When the Bruins won in 70 and 72, I was strictly a basketball guy, and I had zero to do with the coverage. But I had, in fact, as a columnist, as a Celtic beat guy, covered three, and then as a columnist, two more, I covered four, and then as a columnist, one more. And then finally, the Patriots started their run, and I was on the scene for all three of those Super Bowls. But I really didn't have hockey in my repertoire until 11, and then they had that wonderful run and culminated in Vancouver. I was there. So it's a really nice little thing to be able to say that you covered championship teams in all four major sports.
I'm curious, Bob, in your career, you talked about the hockey there. You covered Larry Bird and his heyday at the Boston Garden, at the Old Garden. And then, of course, you cover a lot of heartbreaking moments for Red Sox fans and then the jubilation of 04. Can you kind of rank those for me? I don't want to kind of separate one championship for the Celtics, but clearly there's something different about the 04 one for the Red Sox. Is there an order there as far as most magical or memorable for you?
The being a part of coverage when the Red Sox won after 86 years, ending the so-called Niederlein curse, yes, that had to be number one, to be part of that. And the traumatic nature of it. Remember, they were down 0-3. They had lost game three to New York on a Saturday night, 19-8. And I eviscerated them in a column, which was not logical. I said, you folks wanted the Yankees, well, you got them. Aren't you happy now? And that was leading into game four. Then game four happened, and the ninth inning comeback led, and then game five, which was an epic and very, very dramatic game. And those two games ended on the same calendar day because the first game started and it ended after midnight, game four, and game five started at 5 p.m., the following day. So they both ended on the same calendar day. That was dramatic. Then with the Patriots in 01, the Tuck rule game, followed by the Vinatieri field goal in the snow and the winning field goal over Oakland. And then, of course, the dramatic Super Bowl beating the mighty Rams the way they did. That was very, very big. And, of course, the Celtics, who I covered in the 70s and 80s, two championships, the first one's always your personal sweetest one, 74, but covering Bird was such a complete delight, and watching him and some of the stuff he did in winning his three championships rank up there too. So it's kind of a tie.
Yeah, I kind of mentally blocked out the Patriots there. That may or may not have been intentional. Bob Ryan's with us. The book is called Scribe.